230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, October 31st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Going to get back into this temporary passage of a measly $4.5 million in the House. On the Senate side, the Democrats want $71 million thrown into the pot. So we'll get into that story as well. State Department of Human Health and Services Director Elizabeth Hertel has been directed by the Budget Director Jen Flood to steer $4.5 million to the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Again, in response to this temporary shutdown of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP, which takes place effective tomorrow. Flood asked that the money be used to buy food for local food banks and pantries throughout the state, with the lion's share going to areas of greatest need as determined by the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said the money will help all 83 counties and provide food delivery to those who can't drive to a food bank. Hungry families cannot wait for the folks in power in Washington, D.C. to do their jobs, Whitmer said in a statement. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Speaker Matt Hall, Flood, and Hertel were also quoted in the statement, but Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks was not. My state representative, John Roth, who chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Human Services, said even though SNAP costs about $300 million to fund per month in Michigan, the food banks said that the $4.5 million would be enough for them to operate for basically about 2 weeks. From there, the situation will be reassessed week by week until the federal government gets back into action. We're not saying that we're covering every SNAP benefit in the state of Michigan. What we are saying is that the food banks say this should cover them for about 2 weeks with the needs that is out there, said Roth. So this is definitely not a done deal, but we wouldn't want to spend $600 or $900 million right up front if the government goes back to work. That is the federal government. For example, next week. Now, an interesting development earlier in the day in the Senate. Michigan Senate, controlled by one Democrat, wants $71 million put into the SNAP supplemental instead. Earlier in the day, the Senate passed a measure spending $71 million on food assistance. However, due to the Michigan Constitution's five-day rule, the bill theoretically could not be voted on in the House until next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday next week. After the Senate voted on Senate Bill 182, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks expressed wanting House Republicans to still vote on the bill next week if November benefits do not come in on Saturday. On the belief that the Senate Bill 182 is dead because the vote cannot vote on the bill by November 1st, Brinks said that that's pretty naive interpretation based on the need that is out there. if you think about at what point households will start to see some impact of the SNAP pause, it only begins on the 1st, but then it continues to compound and grow after that. Sooner is better than later, and this is as soon as we could put a bill together to get action on this out of our chamber. Well, when asked if the Senate would vote next week on any legislation the House is sending dealing with SNAP, Brink said, "We've got some complicating factors with personal family events, so we need to play that by ear." Essentially, the word is the Senate will not be voting next week. Interesting. Now, of the $71 million that they passed in this Senate bill that they want the House to pass, $50 million was sent toward food purchases for poor households, those with the greatest level of need. The Department of Human Health and Human Services is asked to use existing relationships with their electronic benefit transfer cards, the EBT cards. Additionally, $21 million will be split between emergency food bank grants and the Michigan Agricultural Surplus System to support food banks' inventories. Senators Joseph Bellina, Republican of Monroe, Dan Lars of Brockway, Eric Nesbitt, and Jim Runstad opposed the bill. Meanwhile, Senator Michelle Hatenga was absent. Brinks, the majority leader, clarified to the press that the $71 million would come from the Michigan General Fund revenues instead of the emergency state's rainy day fund. Kind of an interesting analogy, she said. If we're going to go with a storm analogy, it might be raining right now, but I think we're headed for earthquakes and tornadoes. With this administration, if it continues to go as it's been going, Brink said. So, kind of a tongue-in-cheek slap at Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, in her remarks on the floor, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat Senator from Lansing, said that the $50 million assigned to an emergency assistance fund for buying food will serve simply as a stopgap measure. What we're doing here today is not a permanent fix. Our resources are limited, but we have a responsibility to provide food for the people of the state of Michigan. Federal government spends roughly $3.9 billion a year in Michigan on SNAP benefits. Breaking that down, it comes to roughly about $325 million per month. $81 million weekly in order to fund SNAP. So basically, this $4.5 million for food banks out of the House, $71 million from the Senate, is going to provide roughly about a week, maybe two, for the food bank. And something that Justin Michael just brought up, in fiscal year 2024, last year, the average SNAP household in the state received $335.03 in benefits per month, averaging about $173 per person. Households with very low incomes receive larger SNAP benefits than households closer to the poverty line because they need more help in affording nutritious food, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Well, on Wednesday, the Senate spent more than an hour debating a Senate resolution number 7, calling on President Donald Trump to release food assistance funding to the state of Michigan. In its language published, said that Trump and congressional Republicans have repeatedly used hunger and hardship as political weapons. Well, during that same Wednesday session, Republican State Senator Jim Runstad said this session was absolutely a complete waste of time. They knew that they could put this thing up. They could have worked with the House. It could have been something that maybe we could have been unanimous on, but they didn't want to make a difference. That's why we wasted all this time. That's why they gave us until the last second to vote on it. That's why they used a first chamber bill instead of a second chamber bill. Well, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, called the Senate supplemental a political bill due to the five-day rule and the fact that the Senate isn't even planning to meet next week. What I'm trying to explain to you guys is this. This resolution, as well as the bill, isn't performative. It's a fake. And that the real solution is what Governor Whitmer and the House Republicans are working on together. We don't have the resources as a state to pay for these federal programs. So what can we do is empower the Food Bank Council and give them resources to meet these demands at least for the next 2 weeks. Hall said very simply, the state doesn't have the resources to backfill the SNAP program. We also can't handle the Women's Infant and Children's Program known as WIC. Both of them are federal programs and are facing funding cutoffs as of tomorrow, Saturday, November 1st. But you can't equate this as a real solution. This is simply a bipartisan solution that the governor and I have come up with. As far as the fake solution that's being offered by the Senate Democrats, one that can't even be acted on, because they aren't even going to be here next week. Hall said if the Senate really wanted to figure out a solution, they would have called him. But they didn't. And they didn't call Governor Gretchen Whitmer either, to the best of his knowledge. He also said calls to the U.S. senators need to be stepped up. And we need to tell them to work out their political differences. There's a time for disagreements in politics. It's not right now when people are about to lose their ability to feed their families. Paul said, it isn't right that they refuse to come together. And it's a pretty sad day to be a Senate Democrat here in Lansing. Wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up the story real quick. Looks like the Senate's not coming back next week. The government shutdown, they think, in Washington, D.C., could possibly end this week. That's why Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is so upset. Because if Washington does open back up, SNAP funding is taken care of, WIC program is funded, there's no reason why we need to spend the state money on this. Again, 1.4 million Michiganders depend on the SNAP program. Now, I got another text message. This is somewhat breaking news alert out of Detroit. FBI, along with the Michigan State Police, thwart a planned terrorist attack on the Detroit metro area. The raid in Dearborn, Michigan, nets many arrests. And this story being reported on breaking news alert. It looks like local WDIV NBC affiliate out of Detroit, Dearborn, near Ford Road and Schaefer. Those brick bungalows there in Dearborn. Well, that's where it looks like the raid's taking place. So we'll follow this story, see if there's any other breaking news alerts we can find out throughout the show today, and I'll report on it as well. Now, one of the things that I think is pretty interesting is how it appears that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the House Speaker, Matt Hall, Republicans, are trying to work with the governor to get some things done. But it appears that the Senate Democrats, which are controlled by their majority leader, Winnie Brink, basically not acting like they're willing to cooperate. With that statement by Brink, where she's basically taking a swipe at the governor, not a good thing. But it is what it is. One of the things that I think we're looking at here is that this is something that is going to come to a head probably after the first of the year. Why? Because basically this is going into Governor Gretchen Whitmer's last year of her governorship. General election in November next year, 2026. Is going to elect a new governor. They will take office on January 1st, 2027. So as this year legislatively is winding down, because basically in 2 weeks here, they are going to go on what they call the winter break leading into the new year. Well, this is going to be basically the following week. Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar with the senators not coming back next week. That would be, of course, Tuesday, November 4th through the 6th. It's going to be, it looks like, per the calendar, November the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So they'll only be in session for basically 3 days for the entire month of November. 3 days. Not coming back next week, November 11th, 12th, and 13th, and then they're shut down for deer season. Come back after Thanksgiving, come back after deer season on, looks like, what, December 2nd? And then probably only work that week and the following week before they shut down for the Christmas holiday. So it's going to be very interesting to watch this process and to see how they're going to get this done here when the government in Washington is shut down and doesn't appear to be opening anytime soon. But we'll see. Donald Trump just came back from his Asian trip and had some good things to report on the meeting with President Xi of China, as well as other Asian countries. And he said overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd have to say the trip was a 12. So we'll get into it a little bit in the third hour. But basically, he's back in Washington and is wanting the government to open back up. I think there'll be some time for now President Trump to put some pressure on some of these senators, both Republicans and Democrats, and try to get this moved where they can open the federal government back up. But very interesting times. Lansing Democrats in the Senate trying to do something House isn't going to adopt, I don't believe. And then waiting to see what happens in Washington. Want to remind you, too, this Sunday, November 2nd, the tribute to Charlie Kirk is happening down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Text me Kirk, K-I-R-K. I'll send you the flyer. Get some young people there. They'll have church service on the mountain at 4, and then the memorial will start at 6:30 Sunday night. After that, they're going to shoot off some fireworks and send everybody home. It's this coming Sunday at libertymountainusa.com is the website. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Hour number 2, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again,